Should governments cut funding for universities that don't implement policies to protect freedom of speech? That's the question I want to pose to you right now. Should the government turn around to a university which decides to maybe cancel an event over fears of a particular backlash? You can think back to August when the University of Western Australia had to cancel an event. They had to cancel an event because of exactly that. They were worried that a controversial address would provide a safety risk to not only those who are attending, but the guest speaker, Quentin Van Meter. Now, that was a particular individual who likened the treatment of gender dysphoria to child abuse. You'll remember the backlash that that caused, and ultimately, a decision was made by the university to cancel the event. But should government cut funding for those unis who don't implement policies to protect freedom of speech? 9221882. Some new research is being conducted by the Centre for Independent Studies, Culture, Prosperity and Civil Society. And joining me is the director of that, Dr. Jeremy Sammet. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie.
What does your research show?
Look, I think, as you mentioned, the UWA incident is an example of what is called in America no platforming. That's where universities either ban or events are disrupted by students often because the so-called controversial speaker is saying things that students or other members of the university find offensive or hurtful. Now, look, I think universities should stand up for free speech because we fund them to promote free and open inquiry of all issues. And so basically, we need to universities to be able to step up, defend free speech, but I'm concerned that they don't have the will to do that, which is why I'm suggesting we need a bit of political leadership on this issue. And if they won't protect free speech, they should be punished by having their funding cut.
It's interesting, isn't it, Dr. Sammet, because we like to talk about Australia being a nation, like the US, for example, that does promote free speech and rigorous debate. But as soon as somebody disagrees with a certain opinion, there seems to be this growing vocal minority that somehow influenced the majority, which is to say we need to shut down debate. We can't hold any discussion, whether you like the topic or not, whether you agree with it or you don't. I thought universities were destinations to have these debates and discussions, whether the topic is very controversial and it might rattle the cage a little bit. That's sort of the collective ideas and the debate that goes on, isn't it, not at a university right around the country?
Well, look, it's a crucial issue that you raise. Look, in a democracy, we rely on the fact that we respect the rights of all people to express their views, have their say, and then we all make a decision based on the debate that we've had about the issues. Look, if universities can't respect the free speech rights of everybody, which is what they are doing by deciding certain people, their free speech needs to be restricted, then we are really in trouble as a society. Again, that's why I think governments need to provide some leadership here. It's not just about what universities do and don't do. It's not just about the taxpayer funding. It's about whether universities can model the sort of democratic behaviour that we all need to learn, and that's really crucial to our future as a democratic society.
The offer on the table at the moment from federal government, from the Education Minister Dan Tehan, is basically to leave it alone and up to each and every individual university to make their own call. Is that the right approach?
Look, Dan Tehan has suggested that universities could do a bit of self-regulation and follow what some universities in the US have done, particularly the University of Chicago, where they've articulated these what's known as the Chicago Principles, which basically is their affirmation that they stand up for free speech and that people who want to block other people's, restrict other people's free speech is not allowed. But I'm really concerned that we recently had an incident here in Sydney where Bettina Arndt, who's a psychologist, was banned from making – it was an attempt to no-platform her at Sydney Uni, and that speech only went ahead because the riot police were called in. But the Chancellor of Sydney University, Michael Spence, has said that this was just an example of legitimate protest and contesting of ideas. So my concern is that if university leaders can't identify these sort of free speech problems, how can we simply trust them to implement free speech solutions? Again, that's why I think the government should play a role here and making this a condition of their funding.
Is it ultimately coming down to who shouts the loudest gets heard?
I hope that's not the case. I think in a democratic society, we need to respect all voices and listen to all perspectives and then respond to it with free speech. If you don't like what somebody says, you should answer their questions. You should answer their arguments. You shouldn't try and shout them down and silence them. And unfortunately, that's sort of behaviour that we're seeing, particularly in the US, and we need to do something here to address it before it becomes a deeper cancer in our university.
Well, it's becoming a trend, isn't it, Dr. Sammet? More and more of these events seem to be cancelled over the safety fears or otherwise, and then, as you say, the example there at the University of Sydney regarding Bettina Arndt when the riot police are brought in. Ultimately, who ends up turning around and paying the bill for the riot police? Probably the university gets charged with that bill, and it just seems absolutely ludicrous that that's the extent we need to go to, because we just want to have an open, frank and honest discussion.
I agree. Again, the ball is really in the university's court here. If they don't like the idea of governments getting involved and intervening and trying to make them regulate free speech and protect free speech, they should simply take matters into their own hand and implement the kind of policies that some universities in the US are doing. And what's really at stake here is whether they are true universities, because a true university is one that will allow free and open inquiry of any issue that presents itself, any issue that members of the university community, that staff and student, think is important enough to discuss. And again, as I said, what's really at stake here is whether universities can do something that's really crucial at a time when society is increasingly polarised, is whether they can provide a forum and provide a way to model the sort of democratic behaviour that respects the rights of everyone that we really need at this time.
Dr. Sammet, appreciate your time on Perth Live. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ollie.